You're listening to a 58 Ember production.
Hey, I'm Erica Muller, host of Here For It. Self-discovery is an endless journey, and each week I'm bringing on experts, industry leaders, and friends, where we'll be talking all things life, fashion and beauty, personal development, and probably some pop culture along the way as well. Here For It is your weekly space to get grounded, regroup, and be inspired to live your best life. Because really, we're all figuring it out as we go. And I'm here for you. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Hi guys, welcome back to Here For It. My name is Erica Muller. For anyone new around here, welcome. I'm very happy to have you. This week's episode is all about making the most of winter. This is the time of the year where everybody's getting ramped up, excited about the holidays. It's like very festive and cheery. But I feel like as soon as the holidays are over, everybody kind of hits this plateau. I swear January is just like the least exciting month. There's no holiday to look forward to. The weather is cold. It's just very lackluster after all of this excitement and joy prior. And to be completely honest, last year, I feel like I really struggled with winter. Most of the country experienced very gloomy, gray weather for an extended period of time. And being the sun lover that I am, it took a toll. But I also recognized that I let it take a toll on me. And I wasn't being proactive in the ways that really could have made a difference. I was taking vitamin D3. I got like a little sun lamp. I was doing all the things that people say you should do when the weather is very gloomy and gray, but it was making zero difference in my life, or maybe like a 10% difference. It wasn't anything life-changing, and I truly could not wait until summer. And I don't want to be that way. I want to be able to enjoy seasons for what they are. I think that's the beauty of the seasons. And I think every season truly does have something great about it. Of course, we're all gonna like gravitate towards one more than another, and that's just normal human nature. But the biggest thing for me in preparation of winter this year was really looking at what did I do last year that didn't work and why didn't it work? And for me, the biggest conclusion that I came to is that what really needed to happen was a mindset shift, was leaning into it getting dark at 4 o'clock, was leaning into the foods that you eat in the winter that are heartier and heavier, was embracing the cold. I wasn't doing that. I was doing a lot of action of, like I said, taking a vitamin, sitting by a lamp, like all those things, and they're great. But I really feel like action without a mindset shift isn't gonna produce long-lasting results. And so for a couple months, like knowing that winter has been coming, I've really been trying to hype myself up about it and just look for all the positive things that can come about winter that you only get to experience in winter. And I will say, like, my mindset so far, December this year, is completely different than it was last year. And I really feel like I am embracing as much as I can winter for what it is. My producer, I have brought on for this episode because she is a winter girl through and through. And it, to be honest, like, it boggles my mind. I don't think I will ever get to that place where winter is like, I look so forward to it every year. But she is. And so I asked her to put together a list of things that she does to embrace the winter season. And I also made a list for you of the things that I'm doing that, as somebody who doesn't naturally gravitate towards loving winter, I feel like has made a lot of difference for me. And some of these things, after I've been implementing them for a little while, I'm truly looking forward to them every day. And they are much more like a list of things that you only can do in the winter. Not that you only can do in the winter, but I feel like the approach to them is a little bit different in the winter. And so in the spirit of leaning into where you're at, being in the present moment, making the most of everything, romanticizing and enjoying the life that you have wherever you are, that's kind of the theme of this week's episode. So with that, let's jump into our lists. Okay. So I have a list and you have a list of things. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen your list yet and you haven't seen mine. So I'm curious as to if there's overlap here with things. But for me, the first thing is like coziness, like kind of leaning yeah. into the coziness of the season and just embracing that for what it is. And I feel like I've implemented it in a few different ways. Like I feel like this time of year, I bring out more candles. And like lighting is really a big deal. I feel like right now with the holidays, it's easier because like I have a Christmas tree up and the glow mm-hmm. of Christmas lights is just very comforting and cozy. But then it's kind of like after the holidays pass and you're kind of like in the dead of winter, leaning into that cozier lighting where it does just feel like a warm, comforting glow has been a big one for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I had cozy on my list too. And I feel like with like decor and stuff like that, like I like things to have like a winter theme to it.
Mm.
And so even like fresh, like garland and stuff, like in my mind, I'm like, oh, I can kind of have that all winter.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's certain things and yeah, like the candles and stuff, like we have candles like in our fireplace and everything. And just like keeping that like all winter long,
yeah.
like instead of having it be like Christmas or like holiday specific. But no, I feel like the coziness is just like leaning into the season.
Totally.
Like we do it in the summer. And so it's like, why not like do it all winter?
I know. But for me in the summer, I feel like leaning into coziness is like, I want to be outside in the sun, yeah. in the fresh air. And so it's kind of yeah. like taking that shift and bringing like, how can I have that same internal feeling inside?
Yeah. Yeah, because I always just love leaning into the seasons no matter what it is. Yeah. I'm like, it's the one time a year you can do this. And so like embracing it. And so I feel like, yeah, winter is just like cozy mode, like sweaters, flannels, beanies, like all the things.
Totally. And I typically am not like a bath girl. I don't yeah. really love baths. I'll get like the urge maybe twice a year, but I've been trying to like lean into it because I'm like, it's a good way. I feel like with winter in my head, winter is more like, okay, let's slow down a little bit. Let's yeah. take a breather. Let's check in. And so I'm like, okay, maybe like something like a bath. And then you do light the candles and it is just yeah. like a time away from your phone, away from a TV show to just kind of slow down a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And yeah, and just like leaning into hobbies and like making time for that, like even like reading. And like I'm a year-long reader, I don't know, around the year year-round reader. But even just like being more specific of like the books I'm reading in the winter and like leaning into that and like having that dedicated time.
Yeah, I had reading on my list too. What is yeah. different for you reading in the winter versus the summer?
I feel like I read more like classics and like almost like right now I'm going through The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings and I've never read any of these books or seen any of the movies before.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I'm like, it's just very like wintry and I don't even know why, because it just feels like such an escape. Whereas yeah. I feel like in other times of year, maybe the books is a little bit more like realistic
mm-hmm.
or like more, I don't know, like more nonfiction books and stuff like that. Whereas in the winter, I'm like, I want it to be like this cozy escape for me that is just like very different than like the real world.
It's so funny you say that because that's basically what I was going to say. I feel like the rest of the year, I gravitate towards nonfiction. I just
yeah.
find it's like stimulating for my brain. But I've been trying to lean more into that, like, not so serious, more fiction. Yeah. I love like a good Nicholas Sparks book. Like I need it to be something that's not stressful or like so heavy
yeah.
in the winter, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it has to be an escape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, it's like another space away from your phone, your computer, the TV. Yeah. I feel like in the winter, I'm just like, I need a break from technology.
Yeah. Well, everything, like your phone just feels brighter in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know why. Like the lighting of it just feels harsher.
I agree. Actually, now that you say that, I don't know if I've thought about it.
Yeah.
But I agree.
I'm like, have my brightness on as low as possible.
So do I.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, what's next on your list?
Okay, so one thing that I feel like I do differently because I am a winter person is that I don't let the weather stop me. Mm. And so like just having like a really good coat that you can throw over anything. And I mean, I live in a cold, snowy place, and just like not letting like anything could be fixed with the right clothes is kind of my mindset. Like okay. It shouldn't stop you from like going on a walk you would normally go on. Like you should still do all the things you would normally do, but it's just like, okay, you just have to wear more clothes and like not letting the cold or like get hand warmers or like mm-hmm. be more mindful of the time. Just like not letting yourself be a hermit and like not do the outdoor activities that you would normally do, I feel like is a huge one for like me and making sure that it's like I'm still doing all the things that I love to do.
I feel like this is a direct PSA to me because I feel like in the summer, I want to be in the sunlight. I just feel like rejuvenated by the warmth. Like I feel like I thrive in the sun. And this time of year, I really have to force myself to get outside. Mm-hmm. And I love going for walks. Like I feel like it clears my brain. I just have so much more clarity on things. And I really need to get more into the, like, just put on your coat, a beanie, and get outside.
Yeah. Because especially when it's, like, sunny and cold, like, that's the best. And I don't know. I feel like we're, like, outdoors people all the time. And so just, like, making and finding ways that you can still do that in the winter. Because it's, like, not seeing the sun, even if it's not very sunny, like, that's just going to affect you.
And I feel like a lot of people are very into like cold plunging and cryo right now. Yeah. And so it's like, if you go outside, it's like free cryotherapy.
Totally. Yeah. Your like skin feels like tight and like,
it does. I feel like every time I do leave in the winter, I'm like, oh, this is like a, like, you know, when people say you should start your shower or end your shower with like cold water to help like energize and invigorate. I kind of feel like that happens to me when I do get myself out the door.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. My next one, I guess kind of leaning back into the coziness is like music. I feel like music is really big for me. And especially this time of year, I feel like there's a lot more music options almost where it's like, if you want that slower vibe, like sometimes I put on like a jazz coffee shop kind of thing. Or sometimes if I feel like I need energy, like I have so many different playlists based on the vibe that I need to feel. And I really rely on them. Like having music throughout your house, I think is a game changer.
Yeah. That's what we have all the time. Even before we felt like we could do like holiday music, it was like instrumental holiday music going on in our house. And so, I feel like music just again, leans into the cozy. My next one is like festive, Christmassy, wintry food. And so one of the ones I have is Trader Joe's does a winter wake up tea.
Oh, I have that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
It's the best. We got it last year we were like looking for it this year, but it's so good because it's just spicy black tea with cinnamon and ginger. And even just like when you have it like in the room, like the whole room smells like it. And so just like a festive cozy thing. And that's the nice thing about Trader Joe's is that it's seasonal specific. So you can't overdo something if it is seasonally specific. And so you have to like embrace what they have that time of year.
I agree. I thrive on going to Trader Joe's, especially in the fall and winter.
Yeah.
And I feel like usually in the fall, I want the pumpkin everything. Like they have those really good pumpkin ice cream cones. But this year I feel like peppermint has truly taken over my life. And I'm not mad about it. I love it. But then it's also, again, after the holidays pass, how can you keep bringing like that same kind of energy in? And I had a similar one on my list where I'm like this all year, but I feel like especially in the winter, I like kick it up a notch. So every morning I want something warm to drink in my hands. Yeah. Like there's something very comforting to me about it. I don't care if it's 100 degrees outside. I need that in the morning, whether it's usually coffee, but sometimes it's matcha or tea or lemon water. There's just something that fills my soul. Mm-hmm. And one thing that's new for me now is I have radiators in my place, and I've never had that before. And so there was a little bit of a learning curve, and I've grown to actually really like them. I don't know that if I was building a house, I would do radiators. I don't know if people build things with radiators anymore now that I say that. Yeah. I don't know. But anyways, I've been in the spirit of leaning into things. I'm leaning into the coziness of the radiator, and specifically in my bathroom, I have a small one under a pretty big windowsill because I have a really big window in my bathroom. And in the morning, this time of year, the sun doesn't rise super early. So it's usually still dark out when I'm getting ready. But the radiator is usually on. And so I'll go make coffee or tea or whatever, and then I'll bring it back to the bathroom and I set it on that little ledge, and then it stays warm because the radiator is on and the mug is still warm. And there's something so cozy about it. And I look forward to it every single morning, even though I'm like, I think at heart, I'm not a winter girl.
Yeah.
I'm like embracing it for what it is right now.
Yeah. Do you put your towels next to your radiator?
No, I don't really have like a good place to put them. Also, I feel like my towels are white.
And I'm
worried, like, I feel like it's kind of like dusty, dirty over there. So I don't know, but everybody says that to me, like, oh, you just put the towel on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is nice. I feel like similar to like my tea and like festive thing is doing like a simmer pot on the stove.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that. And actually one of my friends just gave me like a little like kit. She like made it with like all the fruit and like cinnamon sticks and like some like rosemary in there. And like has been giving them to people. And I'm like, that is a perfect gift. And just like doing it on the stove or like the crock pot. And again, it just like the smell just like embraces the vibe.
Totally. And I feel like in the winter, this actually wasn't on my list, but now that you just said that, it reminded me, I cooked a lot last winter.
Yeah.
Like I really leaned into let's use the oven. Let's use the crock pot. What's like warm and cozy. And I don't do that as much in the summer.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's nice to just have like that smell kind of like through the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like the warmth of it and like the warm food and eating seasonally.
Okay, the next one on my list was in the spirit of getting out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is the time of the year to go to those restaurants that are a little bit more tavern-like or the vibe is just darker, cozier. I feel like I don't ever want to go to restaurants like that in the summer because again, I want to be outside. Yeah. I want the fresh air. I don't want to be in the dark, but since it gets dark at, 4 o'clock these days, how can you lean into it and make it cozy? And I feel like that's the time of year to go to places like that.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I love all places like that. I just feel like it's just the vibe.
Yeah.
And so, another thing I have on my list is actually like waking up earlier because I feel like in the winter it's easy to sleep in, but there's something about waking up when it's still dark and like embracing it and embracing the slow that I feel like is so nice because you do feel like your night gets cut off a little bit just because of the lack of sunlight. And so it's like embracing the morning so that it still feels like you're getting like extra time that you feel like you're losing in the afternoon. And so just like waking up like 30 minutes earlier or something and just like staying cozy, even for those 30 minutes, like they don't have to be productive. They can just kind of be like having a little moment, just like makes the day not feel as short.
I love that. I feel like I have two things to say on that. The first one is literally every day at 4:36.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, I need to get ready for bed. Like I need to make dinner. Mm-hmm. And then I look at the clock and I'm like, oh my God, like there's so much of the day left. And so I get that. I feel like when it comes to waking up in the morning, I am more of a morning person. I feel like I'm more productive in the morning. I feel like my brain works better in the morning. And so I like getting up early all year.
Yeah.
It's definitely easier in the summer because if you kind of are getting up with the sun, so you do have to have a little bit of discipline getting up in the winter, but I feel so much better having that like consistent routine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Cause I feel like I'm Yeah, like an early person too. And just like giving an extra like 20 minutes or so, I don't know. It just helps.
Yeah.
And yeah. And like getting outside early in the morning.
Yeah. I know. I need to add that. I'm going to add that to my list is my morning walks because I miss those.
Yeah. And just there's do no it with excuse. Like your warm drink.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
I did that a lot in the fall, actually.
Yeah.
Where it was like cool, but not cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd make coffee and I'd go for the walk and it was nice.
Yeah.
So
totally.
Yeah. Just bundle a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My next one was leaning into TV shows and movies. I watch stuff year round, but I feel like I'm more of a movie person in the winter where I feel like hunkering down and kind of like dedicating time to a movie. Whereas in the summer, I just feel like I want to be like on the go more almost.
Yeah.
And it's easier to do TV shows or like watch an episode here or there. And so I feel like I've kind of been making a list of things that I want to watch or save until after the holidays. So that when I do feel like, oh, at 4:30, you know, like you still have time later this evening, you could watch a movie at 7:00. And have it not just like a weekend event. Like you can watch a movie on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, totally. I think I've never thought about that either, but yeah, we do watch more movies in the winter.
Yeah.
We actually watched Johnny Tsunami last night, which forgot. In my head, I was like, oh, it takes place in Hawaii, but no, it takes place in Vermont, but it was actually filmed in Salt Lake City at our local ski resort.
Oh.
And so that was kind of funny watching like where like we knew all the places, which is so funny.
I haven't seen that movie probably since I was 10.
Yeah, same. But I was like, oh, it's like a summer. I was like, why are we watching this? I was like, it's a summer movie. And my husband was like, no, like it actually is like, like it takes place in the winter. I'm like, oh, kind of forgot about that.
That's right. Because he was like a surfer who became a snowboarder. Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. That was a deep memory.
I know. It was, a deep cut. But something, about like movies and like, they can be like, I don't know, like lighter and just more fun. We are like Gilmore Girls in the fall typically, and that goes into winter. And so that's like a good go-to if you want like a show, I feel like, because it's just cozy.
I feel like a lot of people do that, and specifically with Gilmore Girls, I have a really hard time like rewatching things that I've already seen.
Yeah. You have to have a long enough break, because we did Gilmore Girls last year, so like we're not doing it this year. But
I mean, for me, I'm like, I watched Gilmore Girls like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I still am like, too soon.
Yeah. It totally depends. Yeah. Some shows I feel like I can watch like more quickly than others.
But I feel like a lot of people are like that. Like, I know a lot of people who go back and rewatch like the same things.
See, I feel like I only do it with a few things.
Oh,
and actually, I'm
what
trying to think
do
of
it with?
That's what I'm trying to think of. I'm like, have I actually ever done it? One thing I have rewatched, but it was like a decade later, was Gossip Girl.
I never even made it through the first round of Gossip Girl.
Yeah. But I think those are the only two that I've ever rewatched.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Like actually, or there's a lot of stuff I feel like I watched here and there. Like New Girl, I watched here and there, but I had never watched it all the way through. So then I like went through and actually watched it all the way through, but I haven't like rewatched it since.
Yeah. I've actually never seen New Girl.
It's a good one.
I've heard that too.
Mm-hmm.
My issue is there's just so much content out there that it's like impossible to watch it all.
Yeah, totally. I know, you got to pick and choose.
Okay, my last one is something that I just did this year. I didn't do it last year, but I rearranged the furniture in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like it brought a new light and energy to the space. And it's a lot more, the vibe is just different. And I feel like if you know, if it's snowing a ton or, you know, whatever's happening outside, and if you truly can't leave where you're at, find a way to switch up like the current environment that you're in. And I always feel like switching up
furniture or rearranging something is a really good way to bring in new energy. Mm-hmm. I know like feng shui is like a pretty big deal. And when you do move stuff around, it does move energy differently. Yeah. And what better time to have fresh energy than when you're going to be inside a lot?
Yeah. So true.
I'm actually like, I feel like a lot of our stuff overlaps. So that makes me feel like maybe I could become more of a winter girl mm-hmm. like you.
Yeah. Well, I feel like the biggest difference is like getting outside. And I feel like that's what makes, plus I'm like a winter sport person. And so that like is a huge thing for me. But yeah, even like hiking in the winter, like going on walks in the winter, like getting outside and like not letting the cold be like a barrier, I feel like mm-hmm. is really, really key for me.
That makes sense. I think it's wherever you live, like leaning into what that area has to offer.
Yeah.
And just making the most of it.
Yeah, totally. Cause I feel like even when like I lived in like a very major metropolitan city, but still just like going on like the walks and like the winter and like, mm-hmm. and I love like winter fashion too. And so like seeing, like getting out and about and like seeing like what people are like wearing and like their coats and stuff like that. And like all the accessories that you have with winter and like boots and, you know, all of that, like that's kind of fun too.
Totally. Yeah. Well, that's our list. But if you guys are winter girlies and do something that we didn't mention, send me a DM because I'm curious and I'm still trying to lean in as much as possible to winter. And it's not even technically winter yet. Yeah. I think we're still actually in the fall season.
Yeah.
So we got a long way to go. So if you guys have any other thoughts, please DM me and I will share to my stories or update in a upcoming episode. All right. I'll see you guys next Tuesday.
This has been a 58 Ember production. For more shows, please visit the 58 Ember channel, 58ember.com, or find us at 58 Ember Media on socials.